Mexico is on the cusp of becoming the largest legal marijuana market in the world. Last week, Mexican lawmakers advanced a bill that would legalize the drug for recreational use, and Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is expected to sign it. Some lawmakers hope that it will help neutralize the country's powerful drug cartels. Joining us now is Ryan Berg. He's a research fellow in Latin American studies at the American Enterprise Institute. It's a think tank in Washington, D.C. Ryan, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Peter.
Sure, and I believe this would be the most populous country to legalize the drug. So how big of a step is this for Mexico?
It is a big step. The law would make Mexico the third country to legalize marijuana behind Uruguay, which did it in August of 2014, and Canada, which did it in October of 2018. And it would be the largest market for cannabis in the world at about 120 million people or so.
And what do you think is driving that push to do this?
Well, I think that there's been a lot said about how this might help Mexico fight the well-articulated criminal organizations which operate with near impunity in the country. But I'm a little bit more skeptical. I think this has much more to do with domestic reasons, criminal justice reform in specific. According to a recent study, about 40% of inmates in Mexico are serving sentences for possession of drugs, valued at something about less than 25 U.S. dollars. So marijuana legalization could reduce Mexico's severe prison overcrowding problem. The country has about 17,000 inmates over capacity in recent years, as well as trim the number of nonviolent offenders who come into contact with criminal organizations, which really carry out robust operations within the prisons. It's yet another operating system or a node in their transnational organized crime network. And so I think the number of prisoners we can reduce having contact with those types of groups, the more we can reduce recruitment from those groups.
So why don't we take a look at this theory that it would help defang the country's powerful drug cartels? You say you're skeptical about that. Why? Because on the surface, you know, it sounds like a good idea. Get rid of the black market and the cartels would suffer.
I think you have to look at where their revenue is emanating from. Less than half of their revenue on a yearly basis is coming from drug trafficking. And within that number, only about 15 to 25% is actually coming from drug export revenues attributed to marijuana. So marijuana is not one of the key drugs that drug trafficking organizations are pushing. In fact, it's the much more highly addictive substances like methamphetamine, obviously synthetics, fentanyl, heroin, things that have a much bigger market price and profit margin. But again, that's less than 50% of criminal organizations' revenue. Take the Knights Templar, for example, a group, a very violent group that operates in Michoacán State in the south of Mexico. The group started out as a major generator and transporter of methamphetamine, but already in the year 2014, its main sources of revenue had nothing to do with drugs. It was involved in mining, in logging, extortion, and all sorts of other illicit businesses. And so criminal groups are fast becoming more like multinational corporations than they are simply drug trafficking organizations.
That's very interesting. What do you think is driving the cartels to diversify into other drugs and to other business opportunities, as you described? Like, what's the reason behind that?
I think they're very in tune with their markets. There's a demand in the United States for different types of drugs, and Mexican cartels, which are some of the main providers of those drugs to U.S. end users, are simply shifting their operations to consumer demand. The other thing is the profit margins that I mentioned. So much bigger for cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and synthetics, not to mention that they're highly addictive, far more likely to trigger habitual users than, say, marijuana. It makes sense for them from a profit-making perspective.
Okay, so your theory is that legalizing marijuana for those reasons would not put much of a dent in the cartel's bottom line. But what position do you think it puts the United States in to now be positioned between two major countries, Canada and Mexico, where recreational marijuana is legal or would be legal? Do you think it'll pressure the Biden administration to do something similar?
I certainly think that it could make marijuana legalization once again circulate in American political conversation. But I do think for the time being, it's probably going to remain a state-by-state issue. One of the other reasons why cartels haven't been relying on marijuana trafficking as much as they have other types of drugs is quite simply the United States, in states where it is legal to produce quite a bit of its own marijuana, in addition to the Canadian marijuana that you mentioned. And so there's a lot of competition. But for the time being, I anticipate that this is going to be a state-by-state discussion because The national agenda of the Biden administration seems to me far more focused on pandemic and pandemic recovery, infrastructure, and some of the other things that we've heard about Democrats in Washington pushing in the Senate and the House.
Ryan Berg, research fellow in Latin American studies at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. Ryan, thank you very much.
Peter, it's been a pleasure.